Hare Krishna. So I have the privilege once again of introducing the very distinguished speaker for today, His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu. Hari Ho! Madan Gopal Prabhu is highly educated. He is a civil engineer from one of the leading engineering colleges in India, in Mumbai, that's SPCE College. He's been in the movement for more than 10 years now, serving in this movement. He has done a lot of services in these years that he's been associated with the Radha Gopinath Mandir congregation. And I'll just be speaking about some of them. He has the sound system through which we are speaking to you. He has had a great hand in setting up this sound system over the years. He has been preaching in variety of places. In Lonere, he has practically set up the congregation from scratch. Apart from that, also in areas like Vashi, Palghar and Boisar, he has been preaching. he is managing three main departments in the temple today, that is kitchen, DT room and sound system. And one of the unique points about Madan Gopal Prabhu is that he has great scholarship in natural resources and natural lifestyle, the concept of simple living and high thinking, and also great expertise in areas of cow protection. In fact, he has just written a book on cows, which is soon to be published. So we have this great fortune of hearing from His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu today. So let us all very nicely and very loudly welcome him and listen to him by loudly chanting.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradhari. Jaya Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. 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 Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Grivaradhari. జయ యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జన రంజన జమునా తీరావన సారి జమునా తీరావన సారి. సో వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ రెగ్యులర్ సండే ఫిష్ ప్రోగ్రామ్. టుడే విల్ బి బిగినింగ్ ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ అ వర్స్ from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 88, text number 8, in which the Lord is telling about the special mercy He shows to His devotees and people in general. So I'll just read the verse once. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, I think there is, okay, I will speak slowly, those who can repeat. యస్యాహం అనుగృహ్ణామి హరిష్యేతద్ధనం శనైః తతో ఆధనం త్యజంతస్య స్వజనా దుఃఖదుఃఖితం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ సెడ్, If I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relatives and friends of such a poverty-stricken man abandon him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another. Devotee of the Supreme Lord experience both happiness and distress not as consequences of material work, but as incidental effects of their loving reciprocation with the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, his definitive treatise on path of devotion, has explained how a Vaishnava is relieved of all karmic reactions, including those who have not yet begun to manifest aprarabdha, those who are just about to manifest kuta, those that are barely manifesting bija, and those that have manifested fully prarabdha. As a lotus gradually loses its many petals, so a person who takes shelter of devotional service has all his karmic reactions destroyed. Hare Krishna. So in this verse, the Lord is especially referring to devotees, that to one whom He shows special mercy, the Lord is saying that I take away his opulences, and then, as we say, we have friends and relatives till we have money to support them. So as soon as the money goes away, the friends also go away. In one shop I went, I saw some notice. He said, "Kya darshan pyar gaya paise aa gaya jab se diya udhar." Darshan durlabh ho gaye, something. So as soon as the money is finished, the people go away. The relatives remain, no more relatives, they forget each other. In a similar way, here Lord Krishna is telling that such a man who is abandoned by his devotees, in this way he suffers one distress after another. So here the Lord is telling specifically about devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, on the other hand, he tells us, chant and be happy. Or in Vaishnava Bhajan it has been told to us, it is kevala ananda kanda. The spiritual life is full, is like sugar candy, is sugar sweet on all sides. The spiritual life is full of ananda, bliss. Or like Srila Prabhupada once asked by a reporter, Swamiji or Prabhupada, what do you do for entertainment? Prabhupada answered, our life is 24 hours entertainment. So here we see one way it has been told, that chant and be happy, Kevala Ananda Kanda, and spiritual life is 24 hours entertainment. But on the other hand, Lord Shri Krishna is telling that I give them special mercy and make them suffer one distress after another. And we see in our practical life, those all of us who are practicing sadhana bhakti also do suffer sometimes material miseries out of health or economic or some things. So how to understand all these points? So today we'll be discussing something about that field. But we'll begin with this, the nature of this material world. Lord Shri Krishna has told in Bhagavad Gita, this world is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. This material world is specifically made so that the living entities realize that they are not supposed to be here. Therefore, Lord Krishna has made it Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. The innumerable list of miseries, varieties are available in this world. A supermarket of so many varieties of miseries, so many different grades as per your condition. Of that, birth, old age, disease, death are the most important ones. But then there is modern age, there is hankering, lamenting, failure in exam, frustrations, unemployment, broken relations, then stock market crash, so many things, so many causes of miseries are available in the modern world. Because Lord Shri Krishna has rubber stamped it as Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. But these miseries are for those who are trying to enjoy in this world. To make them realize all the living entities in this world are somehow or other not completely satisfied with their position. But on the other hand, we see the nature of the soul is completely opposite to the nature of material world. The nature of material world is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. And the soul being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, what is its nature? The Supreme Lord's nature is Anandamayo Abhyasar. The Supreme Lord is always blissful, Ananda. And the soul being part and parcel is also always blissful. And not only like some pleasure and pain, but happy, as Srila Prabhupada says, chant and be happy. It's always smiling, spiritual life is full of happiness. The Anandamayo Abhyasar. So then still we see, even the soul who is full of happiness, Ananda, but when it becomes conditioned in this material world, it suffers so much, so many varieties of suffering. Again and again it suffers its karmic reaction. It tries to enjoy. Actually, in this world, there is no enjoyment. That is illusory. And whatever we call it as enjoyment in this world is a big illusion. The soul tries, because by its nature it is full of ananda, bliss, happiness. It tries to get happiness or bliss in so many varieties of action. That is because soul wants that. But the material nature is not like that. Material nature is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Therefore, in spite of making innumerable attempts to become completely happy and satisfied in this world, everyone is feeling that I am missing something. Although somebody may have all the opulences in this world, but still he feels I am missing something, because he is missing the real happiness of the soul. And he is running after Maya Murgam, the illusory happiness of this world. This happiness in this world are illusory. Enjoyments. Once I was talking with some students in one college, and such points were coming up. So one student asked me, sir, you are telling that the enjoyments in this world are illusory, they are false, they are not on the absolute truth level. But I am a student life, I am enjoying in so many ways. I can eat so many wonderful things, we can go to bars, theaters, we have so many girlfriends, boyfriends, so many things. I can enjoy in so many ways. Why are you telling its life is not or enjoyment, it's illusory? And then I ask him a question. Tell me one act, let us consider any one activity of your enjoyment. Maybe eating or talking or drinking, any one activity. I took the example of eating. I said, what do you like? He said, masala dosa. I said, okay. I like masala dosa, let's consider that. That is the most favorite item of your life. He said, yes. I like the masala dosa the best in my life. I said, okay. Huh? If I decide, you like masala dosa, I will pay for it. But throughout your breakfast, lunch, dinner, for a month, you should eat masala dosa. Then you should be completely happy and satisfied. If the material world, enjoyment means, absolute enjoyment, the real enjoyment, means you should never become bored of it. People, they find enjoyment in drinking, but they cannot go. Real enjoyment means you don't feel any need to stop. If you feel that, oh no, I should stop from this enjoyment, then that is illusory. That is not real enjoyment. So I asked him, I will give breakfast, eat as many masala dosas as you want. Lunch also do it. Within 2 or 3 days, you will become sick of masala dosas. Not maybe 2 or 3 days, maybe more than that. Within 1 or 2 days itself. He will say, no more. When you see, you will run away. That is the nature of, therefore it is illusory. Any enjoyment we think in this material world, take any example. We just can't go on doing it always. After some time it becomes boring. Any enjoyment we can take in this world. Therefore, this material world is no enjoyment. And the mind thinks, okay, I will do this, I will get some enjoyment. But it finds, no, this is boring. So let me do this. I will get here. No, this is also boring. So again do this. So in this way, the human life is completely spent running after illusory pleasures of this world, which doesn't give any satisfaction to the heart. Only on the mental level we think, oh, I should go here, I should go there, I can enjoy this way. But the simple question, if you can enjoy, why can't you do it always? Why you have to change? Devotees, they want to chant holy names always, 24 hours. And on, they can go on chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And the difference is, in the material world, again the example of masala dosa, the more you eat that, the more you become sick of that. And in the spiritual life, the more you chant Hare Krishna, the more you get purified and you want to chant more. You don't become sick of it. Initially you may not have the taste, but the more you chant, you want to chant more and more. As Srila Rupa Goswami, he says, because he is on a very highest stage of spiritual life, he says, I desire to have lakhs of mouths and crores of ears so that I can continuously go on chanting holy names. But a material enjoyment, one who does it for some time, he says, enough of it, no. No more, at least for some time. I tried to experience enjoyment, but I found it boring. So let me go to two, three other avenues for enjoyment, which will turn out to be boring. And then again come for it as a foolish man. And again after here, I find it boring, again go for the same avenues of enjoyment which I again find it as boring. So in this material world, one should understand what are the so-called pleasures of any way are actually illusory. But still, in spite of doing, puna charvita charvananam, again and again, same cycle, few things in my life, seeing, but then I find it boring. Again, something else for enjoyment, I find it boring. In spite of not understanding this fact, in this whole world, people are trying to enjoy like anything, breaking all the rules and regulations of the Supreme Lord. That is called sin. What is sin? In Ishopanishad, it is very clearly described or defined. The definition of sin is given very nicely in Sri Ishopanishad. Srila Prabhupada says, sin is deliberate disobedience of the orders of Lord, especially through not recognizing His ownership of the world. Very clearly Prabhupada has told. The deliberate disobedience of the will of the Lord. The Lord has given His orders and we deliberately disobey His orders. And especially through not recognizing His supremacy or His control, His ownership of the whole universe. The sthena eva sa. In this world, they are communism, capitalism. But Prabhupada says they are both thieves. One thief says, this property belongs to me. And one thief says, this property belongs to all of us. Capitalism says, how much I can increase. But they don't understand that this property belongs to Supreme God. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram yajne tapsam sarva loka maheshwaram. Now, Krishna is already the owner and proprietor and enjoyer of all the planets within this universe. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, Shudam Sarva Bhutanam, Natva Mam Shanti Muchati. So any ism, communism, capitalism, any idea that takes away the property from the Supreme Lord Krishna is a thief. And a thief cannot be comfortable. Can a thief be comfortable anytime? He can never be comfortable. He is always to be punished. There can be a materially advanced thief, there can be a rich thief, there can be a poor thief, there can be male thief, female, any variety. Anyone has, not only thief, like somebody who steals from some bank or house is a thief. In this material world, somebody can be very advanced. He can be moving about in big cars or have a big business. Once Srila Prabhupada was discussing with his disciples, they were about to go to priest some big oil magnet, oil industrial magnet. So Prabhupada said, what you will tell them? So one disciple said, I will give him Bhagavad Gita. One said, I will tell him to chant Hare Krishna. One told, I will do something. Prabhupada said, no, you should tell him this oil belongs to Krishna and you are stealing it from him. So whatever you do business, something you should give to Krishna. You should do it for Krishna, because this oil is not yours. Oil which you are taking away from the earth already belongs to Krishna. So in this way, there can be big multinational business magnet or some ordinary employee in some office. Anyone who has the tendency or consciousness of not surrendering whatever he has to Supreme Lord or keeping some things for himself is of a thief mentality. Stena evasa. That is the main. We don't want to accept the ownership of Krishna in our life, on our property. We want to keep something independently. This is for me. It is for my enjoyment. I want to enjoy it the way I want, not the way Krishna wants. And that is the origin of sin. Srila Prabhupada says, not only disobeying the orders of God, but especially disregarding his ownership. Therefore, we should understand, a thief may be any amount of progress. Srila Prabhupada says, because in this world, the most of the society is not Krishna conscious, the society is undergoing one suffering after another. And this suffering of the society cannot be checked by any humanitarian or food relief or any medical relief. It cannot be checked. Only when the society becomes Krishna conscious, all these sufferings in this world can be checked. Even sometimes some people may be religious. They may be doing rigorous austerities or lot of prayers according to Vedas, for some religious improvement or as per going to some demigod or something, some puja. But even in that, if they are doing that not as devotional service to Supreme Lord, but they think these are the means to enjoy our senses. I will do some puja and then I will get some material benefit. I will do some yajna and I will get some good job or something like that. So even somebody may be undergoing hard religious austerities, but for sense enjoyment, even he is awaiting prolonged suffering. Even such a person who is undergoing lot of religious practices, but for sense gratification, he is also awaiting prolonged suffering. Then what to speak of those who have freely indulged in the life of sense gratification at the cost of others? They are going to undergo such punishment, strict punishment, that it is unimaginable. We see very clear cases. If we break to God's laws, especially these four Edu principles, we get suffering in this life immediately. Because of meat eating, we get so many diseases. Then we ourselves become cruel and kill our own people. Because of illicit sex, we get so many diseases. Intoxication, the same suffering in this world. We break the families, abuse the families, do so many wrong things in intoxicated state. Gambling, sometimes we will be very rich. In the next day, we suffer from the utter poverty. And also it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam 5th Canto, doing such gross sinful activities has gross punishments in the hellish lives. For example, those who are very much attracted to intoxication, drinking. It has been told that in the hellish planets, they will be forced to drink molten iron. Here, if we drink some molten iron, we will die immediately. But the hellish planets, the body is given in such a way that you don't die also. You have to drink molten iron and you don't die. Actually, those who break the laws of God, the punishment awaiting them is unimaginable. We just can't describe or imagine what punishment awaits them. But our acharyas tell, we have up till now discussed enough about the varieties of material miseries and punishments available in this world. But all the acharyas tell us that these punishments are insignificant. They are not even worth discussing. There is one more severe misery in this world. If we consider that, these punishments of even drinking molten iron or unemployment or something is negligent. But Acharya has explained, the greatest misfortune in this world is not suffering in this life or suffering after death. The greatest misfortune is the emptiness of having forgotten one's eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the real misfortune. Janiya suniya visha khayinu. Not that, I am suffering from some fracture. That is not misery. That is not to be counted. The real mistake or the real suffering of a conditioned soul is that he has forgotten his eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That has to be thought of. If one knows that he is miserable because he has forgotten his relationship with Krishna, then all other miseries become. He is feeling empty. In this material world, everyone's life has some emptiness. They try to fulfill it in various sinful means. They try to fulfill it in some money, in sex, in intoxication, in gambling, in some sports or frivolous activities. But some emptiness is there. And that is the real misery. That people don't realize that what is the real misfortune? That we have forgotten the emptiness, we have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is the real misery or misfortune in this material world. Not other things, they are negligible. They are insignificant. This is one which we have to give attention to, which we have to care for. And if we think of this, we develop our relationship back with Krishna and accept His authority. Accept that Krishna is the Bhoktaram Yajna Tapsam. We accept, yes, like the devotees. They accept everything belongs to Krishna. Then we will be free from the miseries of this material world. So, as it is said, one who is taken to devotional service, as we heard in this purport, Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, a Vaishnava is relieved of all karmic reactions, including those who are yet to be manifest. Aparadham phalam papam, kutam bijam phalon mukham, kramena iva praliyate, Vishnu bhakti ratatmakam. As we engage in Vishnu bhakti, devotional service, all the sinful reactions, they just fly off. Just like it is said, as we clap, the birds fly off. If the birds are come to eat the grains, we clap and then they fly off. Similarly, it is said by Acharyas, if you clap in Kirtan, all our sinful reactions, they fly off here and there. They go away. So if that is so, we become pure. Aprarabdham. We are freed from the sinful reactions which we are suffering, which are about to manifest, which are in the seed form. All. And the example given by Rupa Goswami is just like a lotus. If we hold a lotus in our hand, after a day, the petals start falling off. Automatically. Rupa Goswami says, just like that, as soon as one start engaging in devotional service, all the sinful reactions, they just fall off him. They go away. But then, somebody may argue, if that is true, as we heard, if this is true, the sinful reactions go away, then why do the devotees in this world, we see, you also suffer, you become sick, you have some tensions, you have some anxieties, why is this so? If the devotee, one who engages in purified, in devotional service, so easily we clap and the sins go away. We clap in kirtan and the sins go away. As just like a lotus petal, the sinful reactions fall off. And why do we see you devotees still suffer in this material world? We see that it appears the same. You have fever, non-devotees have fever. You have some problems of with your job, non-devotees have some problems. It appears that a devotee and non-devotees, they suffer the same. But here, as in the purpose Srila Prabhupada says, the devotees of the Supreme Lord experience both happiness and distress not as consequences of material work, but as effects of their loving reciprocation with the Lord. It's a big statement, something different. The more main difference is that the devotees don't suffer or enjoy because of their karmic reactions. Then why do they suffer and enjoy? Srila Prabhupada explains, they suffer and enjoy because of the effects of devotional service. We may say, we just heard, chant and be happy. Effects of devotional service are always pleasurable. But here it is being told that devotees, they don't suffer and enjoy because of their karma. But they suffer and enjoy because they are performing devotional service. Because they are doing bhakti, they suffer, and because they are doing bhakti, they are enjoying this whole life. How can that be so? Why they suffer? Acharya has explained both the situation. They say, first of all, we have to understand the suffering which devotee undergo is not because of the karmic reaction. That is the big difference. It is directly the result of his performing devotional service. But how can the suffering in this material world be the result of devotional service? Or Acharya has explained further that devotee, yes, it is true that after taking to devotional service, devotees remain in material situation. They remain in material bodies for some time. It appears that they are suffering or enjoying as a result of karma, which they are not. They remain, but they are not enjoying or suffering because of karma, previous karma. They are suffering and enjoy. They say it is the inconceivable, unfathomable mercy of the Supreme Lord that He doesn't give the results of devotional service until it is pure. He waits for the devotional service to become completely pure. Just like when the gold is heated in the fire, all the impurities, they burn off. In a similar way, Krishna, Lord Shri Krishna, waits for the devotee's consciousness to become completely purified. And till that time, he may apply the fire in the form of some material reversals. But don't worry, our Acharya's guarantee, even for neophyte devotee, the Lord is personally watching over their life. Somebody says that is for pure devotees. No. Acharya tells, even for neophyte devotee, the Lord is personally watching over their life and seeing for their gradual progress in their devotional service. Seeing, He gives the necessary pleasure and He gives the necessary pain. Whatever is required, He gives them and He sees that they are progressing slowly and surely. But the mature devotees, they recognize this. They understand that yes, we are not suffering because of our karma. It's directly just like the medicine is given to the doctor for some treatment. In a similar way, Krishna is personally administering the medicine for devotees, even for neophyte devotees. And mature devotees, they understand this and they are very composed. But somebody may ask, yes, Lord is very compassionate. Why does He has to why does He give suffering? In fact, we have heard, as soon as we take to devotional service, we are prevented of all the karma. Karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhajab. Just by engaging devotional service, we are freed from all the karma. Yes, it is being told. We are freed from all the karma. No karmic reactions remaining. But still, our Acharya has explained that some tendencies, last traces of enjoyment remains in our consciousness. We all know that. We all have sinful desires, although we may not be performing sinful activities. And we all are fighting against such sinful traces, desires, which we have in our consciousness. So the Lord knows that this devotee, he knows everything. He knows each devotee's unique case. He knows what is the traces of sinful desires which he has. And as per the disease, the doctor gives the medicine. So Lord
gives particular punishment to remove that last traces of enjoyment tendencies. Lord doesn't give some suffering or enjoyment just like a lottery. You choose whatever you want. You just throw some chits and then you choose one. No, Lord is personally caring for even new for a devotee. So he knows what traces of material enjoyment are remaining within his heart. So let me give the proper necessary medicine. In this way, the devotee is purified of even that last traces. Lord makes him let go of this material world and take complete shelter of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. In this way, come back to Godhead. We see so many ways. Maharaj Anga, he was a great king, a pious person, a devotee. But then, in his life, he has the worst of children. King Veno. And he was thinking, which Indian man will desire a child like this? As Chanakya Pandit says, Varam na putram naku putra putram. Better not to have a child than to have a bad child. Varam na putram na ku putra putram. Better not to have a child rather than having ku putra as a child. So King Anga was thinking, Maharaj Anga was thinking, he was completely frustrated with his child. His child would go out to play with his playmates and kill them and come back. He was such a horrible child. Since his childhood, he would take a bow and arrow and without any authority, he would kill people. We see some of these qualities in one of the princes. We just heard a few years back that the prince in Kingdom of Nepal, he drives on the road so rashly that many times he just kills the people on the streets. He is not worried for that. He has such a horrible child that Maharaj Anga was completely frustrated. And he gave up his kingdom and went to the forest to take shelter of the Lord completely. So in this way, Maharaj Anga was certainly a great devotee. But still, Lord Shri Krishna arranges for the devotee's welfare. Parikshit Maharaj was already a pure devotee. But Lord arranged that he get a curse that he dies within 7 days. And what will happen? Lord wanted to get him back to spiritual world very quickly. So he made an arrangement that he will get cursed in 7 days. So in this way we should understand the Lord takes care of particular devotee individually. Individual care is given by the Supreme Lord. But mature devotees, they understand the Lord's care, and those who are new, they think, oh, why I am suffering? No, why I am getting some pleasure and some pain in this material world? But mature devotees should understand that this is completely under the control of Supreme Lord to get us free from the last. We may have some attachments to this world. We have some holding, some desires, and to get us free from all these things, the Lord arranges that. Also, another point of difference between the devotees facing pleasure and pains and the non-devotees facing pleasure and pains is explained by our acharyas. They tell us the non-devotees, when they suffer or enjoy, they get more and more entangled in the law of karma. In each and every enjoyment or suffering, that creates a new seed of karmic reactions. But devotees undergo enjoyment or suffering, it doesn't create any effect. That enjoyment or that suffering is given by the Lord only for that time. When the need is finished, it has no residual effect. But in the material life, if we are enjoying something, that enjoyment creates the seed of future suffering or future karmic reactions. If we are suffering something, that creates the seed of future reaction. But devotees may undergo some pleasures of pain, but they are only for as a result for that case, for that time period. It doesn't give any future entanglement. But then somebody may ask, and the mature devotees first understand that this suffering or this enjoyment which they are undergoing, actually the mature devotees, they don't even feel these sufferings as suffering. They think it's a small price which you are giving to get pure devotion. And they think, not only small price, they find it as pleasurable. Because in the end, they know, in the end of this same reversals in my spiritual life, unlimited pleasure results. So they don't find it suffering. Like we may be told that you have to walk from here to Dadar to get 10 lakh rupees. Then that walking doesn't become suffering. In fact, it's a pleasure. Or sometimes people go long, take so many hardships for some pleasurable thing. And that suffering, they don't care it is suffering. Because they know in the end, I am going to get immense pleasure. So in that way, a devotee is, the mature devotee is, even don't feel the reversals are reversals. They are happy throughout. Because they know in the end, the Lord will be merciful to me. And in the end, it will be resulting in unbounded spiritual bliss. They think that the small reversals which come into our lives are just like stinging ointment. Eye drops. When you have got conjunctivitis, you have to put eye drops. And they give lot of pain and water comes out. But we know, if we take these eye drops for some time, then the eyes will become normal. This pain will go away. In a similar way, the mature devotees, they know that if I take up, if these small things are coming in my life, if I just tolerate it, like eye drops, my material disease will be cured. Just like the conjunctivitis will be cured. They think as stinging drops, ointment, it gives some pain, but immediately it is, the eyes get cured. But then also Acharya explained, these reversals, these sufferings, they increase the eagerness in which the devotees call the Lord. As Maharani Kunti prays, Vipada Santuda Shashwar Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Eshyat Apunar Bhavadarshanam. She says, let these reversals come again and again, because then we can call you helplessly. When we are very happy, complacent, we experience, it sometimes becomes difficult to call on the Lord helplessly and offenselessly. We become little lazy in our japa. We become inattentive because everything is happy, so nice, everything is very nice, comfortable. Then our japa becomes lax. But then there are some things we call unto Lord very helplessly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Otherwise, a devotee's life will become complacent. To increase their eagerness, by which they call on the Lord for help. Therefore, sometimes the Lord gives these reversals in the life. But then, also there is one reason. Because when the devotees call, the Lord can come. As he says in Bhagavad Gita, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutana paritranayata sadhu nam vinashayata dushkutam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. He comes to protect the devotees, paritranayata sadhu nam vinashayata dushkutam. That the Lord appears, that is one of the reasons. When the devotees are distressed, they call to the Lord in a helpless way, just like a mother Draupadi. She was always Krishna conscious, but she was not Krishna conscious. But when she was put in danger, we always quote her example that how we should call helplessly the Lord by raising our arms. We give her example. Mother Draupadi was always Krishna conscious. But still, when she faced some danger, some reversals in her life, she called with utter dependence on the Supreme Lord. Oh Lord, you are only my protector. Hey Govinda, hey Gopal, you are only my protector. In a similar way, when the devotees call in such a helpless way, as in the case of Mother Draupadi, immediately Lord Krishna appeared and provided for the cloth. As it is said, paritranaya cha sadhuna. Bhajan Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, he makes one argument, he answers it. He says, but what logic is this? Why the Lord has to put the devotees in suffering? Is it the only reason for the Lord to appear? Will somebody blame the Lord if Lord appears for some other cause? If the Lord appears for some other cause, will somebody blame or is it wrong? why the Lord has to do all these things to come to make his make some cause for his appearance. We see he appeared as Narasingh Dev to protect Prahlad Maharaj. He has to undergo so many suffering to protect other devotees. All the Brahmanas, he came as Varadev. He came as Lord Krishna to remove the burden from the earth. He came as Lord Ram to kill many demons, but especially Ravan, and protect his devotees. This is why the Lord has to do so many. The demons of Ravan have given so much disturbance to the sages. Why the Lord has to do so much just for him to appear? Is this the bona fide cause? Vishwanathar Thakur answers, yes, my dear brother, your argument makes good sense. Why the Lord has to make this as a cause to appear? But he says, you are not expert in understanding the spiritual moods. Therefore, you are making such arguments. Vishwanathar Thakur Prabhupada, he says, that it is only in the night that sunrise becomes attractive. He says, it is only in the summer that cold water is very pleasurable. He says, it is only in the winter that hot water gives a very nice feeling. He says, lamp light is attractive only in darkness, not in glaring daylight. And one who is completely distressed by hunger, food tastes him especially very tasty. If one is completely distressed by hunger, he says, food is very tasty for him. He says, similarly, to strengthen the mood of dependence of his devotees on the Supreme Lord, the Lord arranges for some reversals, for the devotees to go through some suffering. And then, when the Lord appears, the gratefulness and the bliss of the devotees is unlimited. If the Lord just appears, he just appears without, it's okay. But when we are in completely utter, just like Draupadi, utter hopelessness, utter danger, for her to be disturbed was the most worst thing that can happen in the life. And when the Lord appears, at such a case, it becomes more pleasurable. Vishwanatha Guru gives an example, just like in the night, only when it is night, the lamp's light is very attractive. Like we do Diwali, we put up the lights, not in the daylight. We do it in the evening when the darkness has come. In a similar way, the Lord doesn't have to make his devotees suffer for him to appear. But when it happens, and when then the Lord appears, the gratefulness and the spiritual bliss, the gratitude, the transcendental pleasure which the devotees experience is boundless. It's unlimited. They are experiencing the greatest pleasure in this world. Now we have discussed two types of devotees, or two types of people. One type of people is those who are non-devotees. They are suffering left and right in this world, but they take it as a happiness. They don't understand. They try and then they feel it boring, suffering. Second type of devotees, second type of people or devotees which we take into our consideration, is that devotees are practicing devotees, but still they are feeling some pains and pleasure. And we should understand, most of us like are practicing devotees, that is nothing but direct mercy of the Supreme Lord for us to become pure. And when we are purified, the pleasure which we experience is completely boundless. It's, we can't even describe. Like it's ocean. Anandambuli Vardhanam Pratipadam. The ocean of happiness goes on increasing. But then, those who are perfected devotees, they are on a more higher level. Just like the perfected devotees, they even don't think like whether they are facing some danger or whether they are facing some pleasure, whether they are eating sufficiently, whether they are eating less. These devotees are so engrossed in Krishna consciousness, they don't even think of material pains and pleasure. What they only think, they are completely Krishna conscious. They think of the Supreme Lord Krishna himself. For example, the devotees in Vrindavan, how much suffering they have to undergo, how much dangers in their life. We have some dangers, but just think, big demons came into their land. Big demons from Putna, who is 12 miles long. At least we don't face any demons like this. Or Agasur, who is 8 miles long. Or Keshi, whose head is touching the clouds. Such huge demons terrorize their whole Vrindavan. we have some terrorists in this material world, but they can't compare to these demons. Their children were fed poison by Putana. Such big calamities came. But these Vrindavan devotees never even cared for their protection. They didn't even think that we have to protect ourselves. Then many, many different creatures came into their area. Like cranes, pythons, snakes, donkeys, so many creatures, huge creatures. Even in such circumstances, they did not worry for their protection. Their only aim was welfare of Krishna. Is Krishna protected? They did not know, some big python has come. Oh, can we protect Krishna? Is Krishna safe? They did not even think of that. That is their elevated stage. Not only that, so many wonderful things, like suppose we are sitting here and this ceiling falls off. In the Vrindavan, many times some familiar things fell off in their life. Like once two trees fell without any cause. They were just standing, no storm, nothing, and the trees fell on Krishna. On the whole Vrindavan, huge trees, Arjuna trees are very tall, very wide. Sometimes the cart fell off without any reason. We don't find in our home things falling unnaturally. But these dangers came on the Vrindavan devotees. But they did not care for that. In every case their worry was, is Krishna safe? How to protect Krishna? Not only that, these are demons, falling things, creatures. They are even given trouble by great demigods. They are so much powerful than the human beings. Indra, he came and attacked Vrindavan. Varun Dev came and kidnapped the king. So many. Brahmaji came and took so many demigods. The Vrindavan devotees have even to. They were facing so much great trouble. We feel we are undergoing some trouble. Yes, we are all undergoing some trouble in our life of job and things and family, so many things. But just think of the troubles. We never find the day. Sometimes we open a door and 8 miles long python standing in our doorway to welcome us. Such dangers don't come in our life. Not that we come, a small mothers are sitting and their baby is just flying, taken away in the sky by some whirlwind. Such demons don't come. Such dangers don't come into our life. But such huge dangers came into the life of the Vrindavan devotees. But still, in all this condition, they did not care a fig for their own protection. Their worry was how to protect Krishna. And therefore they are in Yogamaya potency. In Yogamaya, even though they don't worry for their protection, Krishna arranges for their protection. But you may think, oh, that is good life. Free from all anxieties. But no, Krishna wants to increase our intensity, our attachment, our remembrance of Krishna to unlimited degree. So even such devotees undergo some anxieties. Our acharyas explain, when Krishna went to Yamuna bank, when Kaliya came out to fight Kaliya, Krishna jumped from that Kadamba tree which is still there in Vrindavan. He dived into Yamuna. And then he was caught by the hoods of Kaliya. And Krishna remained in water for 6 or 8 hours, long time. Our acharyas explain, why did Krishna remain in the grip of Kaliya for so many hours? For 6 or 8 hours, something like that. Krishna was caught by the hoods and the body of Kaliya. In the meanwhile, when Krishna jumped, the news went to Vrindavan village. All the elderly people, Yashoda, Mai, Nanda Maharaj, all the elderly covered men and women have come to the banks of Yamuna. And seeing Krishna, Lord Shri Krishna in the hoods of Kaliya, they became so distressed. That was their distress. Oh, Krishna's life is at stake. And Krishna put them in such a distress for 6 long, long hours. Or Acharya explained, Krishna particular for a long, long time remained in the hoods of Kaliya, so that the intensity by which these devotees remember Krishna, their attachment for Krishna will increase to unlimited level. But then, when Krishna saw that out of affection for me, these elderly gopas and gopis are now going to enter Yamuna to save me, and then they know it will be dangerous for them. So then he came out. It was anytime possible for him. So even such advanced devotees in Vrindavan who don't even care a fig for their own protection, but Krishna puts them under anxieties, even in a different way, so that their attachment, their remembrance of the Supreme Lord, there is no, in spiritual life there is no end. Even though the devotees of Vrindavan are always Krishna conscious, there is not that they have forget Krishna, but Krishna still wants to increase that, still wants to intensify their desire, their remembrance of Him. Therefore, Krishna puts them even in anxiety of a different nature, because they don't care for anxieties of death or some bodily comfort. But still Krishna puts them in some different anxieties, so that they can also call out, they can also remember Krishna in full mood of dependence and attachment. Similarly, in this world, we see practicing devotees, sometimes we feel we are practicing devotees, but desires don't go away. We are undergoing so much problems in my life. Why is it so? Krishna specifically doesn't give us pure devotion so cheaply, but we understand its value properly. Otherwise, if we have something cheap is available, then as Radha, who was telling few days back, I don't remember, then use and throw mentality comes. We just take it and then throw it. So similarly, if we get devotional service cheaply, we may not care for it and give it up. Krishna makes us thoroughly understand the value of what we are getting, so that after we get the pure devotion, we will never give it up. And also He makes us wait, patience. Sometimes we feel that we are not able, progressing at all. My material desires are not decreasing at all. So that Krishna wants to us understand that with our own abilities we cannot conquer over material nature. For that we have to become humble. For one to take complete shelter of the Supreme Lord and give up his own endeavors, one has to become humble. Just like till Draupadi was trying to save herself by some means, by her hands or teeth, she was trying to hold the cloth. Till that time Krishna did not help. So sometimes we will think, I will conquer over this material desire. Krishna says, no, you will be frustrated. You cannot do it. Sometimes you think, I will control this. I will advance in spiritual life. Krishna says, wait, you need to learn many things here. So even after a long, long time we find we are not progressing. Till the time we understand that we cannot progress. We have to, only one way is to take helpless shelter of Krishna and chant His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In full mood of dependence. Till that time, Krishna will make us wait. And when one can take to it, but somebody may again ask one question. Prabhuji, what you say is correct, but these desires are unending. It seems to be so difficult. It seems impossible for me to attain pure devotional service. It seems hopeless. No. Spiritual life is hopeful. We should understand material life is hopeless. We should have full conviction that this material life is hopeless. Then we can then our spiritual life is hopeful. Till we have some hopes in material life, then our spiritual life is hopeless. We should understand that if we think this material world, I can get something, some way I can be happy, if we have some small hopes in material world, then our spiritual life is not much hopeful. We should understand this material life is hopeless. Spiritual life is full of hopes. Because Krishna is there, He can give us He can do anything impossible. Nothing is impossible for Him. Although things remain, seem to be very far, impossible, pure devotion seems to be a remote concept, but still we should be full of hopefulness. We should know wherever Krishna is there, He will help us. Yes, a pure devotee, to become pure devotee, we have to be, it's not just outwardly we have to become devotees. Yes, we have dhoti kurta, apply tilak, have kanti mala, have beads in our hand. No. Yes, that is the Like that are the ways to become devotee. But only external changes doesn't attract Krishna's mercy. But to gain the entrance into kingdom of God, one must undergo a thorough change in his consciousness, which is symptomized by a complete lack of interest in material activities and sense gratification. He has to undergo thorough change in his heart, in consciousness, which is symptomized by a complete disinterest in material life and material pleasures. A practicing devotee, to become pure devotee, not only has to abstain from illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meditating, he has to even become free from the thoughts of illicit sex, intoxication, gambling and meditating. Not only that, he may be achieve that. It is explained by Srila Prabhupada. He also must give up the desires for reputation and position, which are more difficult to then give up the desires of illicit sex, intoxication. To give up the desire of reputation and position is more difficult. So he has to give up even all these things. Then as we were discussing, it may be said that to give up so many desires, even not in thinking in mind, reputation, it seems to be a formidable challenge. Yes, it's a formidable, very strong challenge. But Srila Prabhupada says, the fruits of true renunciation in Krishna consciousness are wealth, are worth a lifetime's endeavor. It's difficult. But the fruits, the pure devotion, against all odds, with full of hopefulness, that Krishna will give me mercy, are worth lifetime's endeavor. Although they seem to be very difficult, but we should not be bogged down by the tricks of material energy, because she is the servant of Lord Shri Krishna. We should take full shelter of Lord Shri Krishna and surrender to him, and in this way be free from the miseries of material world. Therefore Lord Shri Krishna told in this verse, Yasyaham anugrannami harishyata dhanam shanai tato adhanam tejantasya svajana dukha dukhitam. That for one whom I give special mercy, I take away all his wealth. This is very, somebody may become very fearful. And then, tato adhanam, when he doesn't have any wealth, tejantasya svajana, his own men, tejanti, giving up. Not only that, dukkha dukhitam, in this way he suffers one distress after another, till he comes to the point of conclusion that his material world is hopeless and spiritual world is full of hope. Spiritual path is hopeful because Krishna is there. We don't have to endeavor. And I will just end with one good analogy. So is this going against this current of material nature is hopeless. This formidable challenge. But we are full of hope because Krishna is there. Just like suppose I have been told that I have to lift this whole Vyasasana on one finger. It's difficult. Hopeless. I cannot lift this whole Vyasasana on one finger like this. But suppose if some big powerful man or a crane who is lifting Vyasasana from top, then I may go below and then lift. Very nice. Easily I can lift the Vyasasana. Like we had one drama where Krishna was lifting Govardhan hill. There was a big Govardhan, and then baby Krishna who was acting, he went below the Govardhan and nicely lifted it. So as if he is lifting, but actually there was some chain or wires up which was being lifted from top. So this actor Krishna was not lifting the Govardhan hill. It was being pulled from top. In a similar way, the conquering material world may be hopeless, but when Krishna pulls from top, when he orders Durga Devi, remove the curtain, remove the covering, when he is helping from the top, then it becomes easy, hopeful. Otherwise there are no hopes. So although there may be no hopes because of material reversals in our life, as a practicing devotee we may be facing so many reversals, but know for certain, even for neophytes, Krishna is watching you. And he is personally giving pleasures and pains in your life. They are not at all because of any of your karmic reactions. And he is administering the medicine personally. So that we give up our ego or hope of this material world and you take full shelter of Krishna and chant his holy names with full dependence on him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Krishna. So if anyone has any comments or doubts or questions, yes, Prabhuji has a...
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for a very splendid lecture. Prabhuji, you said that Krishna personally, you know, arranges for suffering sometimes for the devotees for his upliftment. So whether Krishna arranges personally gives it or he arranges it through material nature, as far as the devotee is concerned, he is suffering in either case. So what is special about thinking that Krishna is, you know, is responsible for giving us happiness and pleasure?
One is, non-devotees are completely under the control of Maya, and Krishna is doing us for our spiritual welfare. As we said, although as soon as we take shelter of the Supreme Lord and start chanting the holy names, we become free from the sinful reactions, but some lingering of enjoyment remains. So Krishna personally, we should be happy that Krishna is protecting us. Just like once Srila Prabhupada was asked by Giriraj Maharaj, what we should feel when spiritual master chastises us? Srila Prabhupada says, you should feel happy. There is somebody protecting me. If spiritual master doesn't chastise somebody on the road, because he loves, he said, you should feel happy that spiritual master loves us. Because spiritual master loves us, he is chastising me, he is correcting me. In a similar way, Krishna is personally, he is correcting the non-devotees through material nature. He is not giving personal attention. But in the devotee's case, he is personally deciding what should be done now, so that the devotee will come back to the spiritual world quickly. Like for example of Anga Maharaj, he gave him the son Veda, so that he will immediately take shelter of Supreme Lord. Parikshit Maharaj, he gave the curse, 7 days you should die. In this way, the devotee, Krishna is, which we feel happy, yes, my Lord Krishna is helping me in my spiritual life. Although for practicing devotees, it seems to be reversals, but they are not reversals. Krishna is personally giving me medicine for my spiritual life. So when we know Krishna is personally giving me, it's a cause of joy, although it's physically reversal. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, same thing. Okay. One Prabhuji has.
Hare Krishna. First of all, let me express my sincere thank for your excellent, very exalted talk. I feel very fortunate that I am here today, being here to attend this wonderful lecture. My question is that you made it is bit of a supplement to that question only. See, in a practical life, when we get miseries, while we are in progress of our devotional service, when we are getting this type of miseries, it is something, it can be personal misery or someone very dear to dear and near to us. So we feel that we feel very frustrated, and it will reduce our spiritual progress also, where we reached in certain circumstances we are not able to reach our temple, that routine, and so many things are happening, and we are not in convincing situation that it is Krishna's arrangement, it is mercy for our spiritual progress. In that situation, how we overcome this problem? Can you throw some light on it?
Yeah, very good point.
Hare Krishna.
I would like to answer it in two ways. 1 minute. Okay. So one point was, we feel some difficulties in our life, and how can we convince? First of all, as devotees, as our acharya has explained us, we should be convinced that these miseries in this world are not a real misery. The real misery is we have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the greatest problem in our life. And because we have done that problem, we are landing up into so many other problems. Just like when His Holiness, one Maharaj, I forgot his name, Mahavishnu Maharaj was here. He said, we are suffering with so many diseases. But there is one big disease. He was speaking Hindi. He was saying, हमें बहुत रोग होते हैं. हाँ, पर ये सब रोगों पे एक बड़ा रोग है, वो है भव रोग. दैट इज मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस. अगर हम भव रोग की दवाई लेंगे तो बाकी सब रोग अपने आप भाग जाएंगे. सिमिलर वे डिवोटीज फुल फील दिस मिजरीज कम, बट दे आर नॉट इम्पोर्टेंट मिजरीज. दे आर नॉट सो इम्पोर्टेंट हैविंग सम पर्सनल प्रॉब्लम. द रियल मिजरीज आई एम फॉरगेटिंग कृष्णा. दैट इज अ रियल पेन इन अ डिवोटीज लाइफ. And still, another point which you asked, which is very important, is because of, okay, we don't mind, sufferings come, Krishna is giving, but because of some material problems in our life, economical, social, somebody is sick in our house, we are not able to go to temple or attend the lectures or do some, like something. So we are not able to do spiritual activities, seemingly. But I was searching for exact words of Srila Prabhupada, just 1 minute, they are very powerful words. So I am searching, let me see once. I am not getting, but I remember the words. So Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport that sometimes it seems that devotees are very busy in so many activities and they don't feel satisfied that they get enough time for reading and chanting. And they feel a bit satisfied, I am doing so many activities in Krishna's service, but I am not getting enough time for chanting or reading Prabhupada's books. Our acharyas explain, Srila Prabhupada explain, but if a devotee is intensely thinking that he is lamenting that he is not getting time to read and chant, then even though he is not reading and chanting, in the sense he has to chant minimum, but he is not reading and he is not able to do some direct service, still because he is intensely lamenting for it, he is getting the same spiritual benefit. Then see, spiritual life cannot be bound by any material condition. You have to learn the art how to go about it. If we come to temple, we chant and dance with devotees. If we cannot come to temple, we intensely remember the devotees. The benefit is the same. No difference in benefit. We should be having always joyful. We are with devotees and joyfully chanting. And we are with not with devotees, we are at home because our some family member is sick or something. Or we may have to go to job on Sunday. So such a bad thing. But still, we remember, oh, so nice, devotees are chanting in the temple. And we also chant in our mind. And we lament, oh, I cannot be there. I am in such a fallen condition. I have to do so many material responsibilities. Sunday I have to go for job. The intensity is important. You come here and if you chant intensely, you get a benefit. If you come here and chant lukewarmly, you don't get a benefit. And if you stay home, and then if you chant intensely, even in home, as if you are in association of devotees, you get the same benefit. If you are in the intensity that you are not able to come to association of devotees, the same benefit. Intensity is important, and therefore, that is the cause that Krishna puts us to increase our intensity and attachment to Lord Shri Krishna. He puts us in so many difficulties. So Krishna consciousness is always hopeful. We should be learning to see Krishna's hands in each and every activity. We should learn to see Krishna's hand in each and every activity. If we are not with devotees, we should be lamenting, why am I not with devotees? I am in such a fallen state. We should always think of devotees. Then we are with devotees. And sometimes we come here and then we are thinking of our job. So there is no benefit. So our consciousness, intensity, so sometimes Krishna takes away, then we intensely remember the devotees. Then when we meet devotees, the association which we take is unlimited. So Krishna is personally administering the medicines. Only thing is how we take it. Maybe we'll take this one last question. I'm not getting it. Okay, I'm not understand. Can somebody read it? I'm not able to get them. mic.
Prabhuji, can you focus on free will? Parikshit Maharaj was said voluntarily, he was cursed voluntarily, voluntary will. Lord, what is that all about? Please explain about the free will. What is free will?
I am not able to exactly get the meaning of this question. Can somebody explain? Because Parikshit Maharaj, I am not exactly getting the meaning. So maybe he can meet us personally after that kirtan is over. Now we'll have kirtan with full eagerness and intensity. We'll try to be. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki.
गदाधर श्रीवसदे गौर भक्त वृंद श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसति कौर भक्त वृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare